Let me start first by saying that if I'm repeating, it's intentional with some of the speakers here today, because I'm going to talk about some recommendations that have come out of 9 years of workshops. But I would like to start my very, very brief report by saying we owe a great debt to Professor Rao. As Dr. Deutsch said, not only has India developed a program, but Professor Rao, as head of Israel, took it upon himself to share that around the world. So a lot of the work going on in developing countries has evolved from an excellent program in India, but has been shared. And that really is something that he started almost 20 years ago, bringing to the IAF congresses. In 1991, we initiated a workshop specifically designed for developing nations that preceded the IAF Congress for about 2.5 days. And the idea was to share with them, not only to have them discuss their needs, but share what is available in space technology to helping their needs. Over those years, and we just completed our ninth one, we have touched some 700 participants, but more important, 65 developing nations have been included over those years. Very briefly, I would like to say that the main conclusion, and I'll go over some other conclusions, that we always come up with is it's not the space technology that's the problem. It's the issues of regulatory, legal, political, institutional, etc., that are real impediments. And you've heard previous speakers here today talking about those. And what I summarize is from all 9 workshops, if you take a look at all the recommendations made from developing countries, this is a conclusion that stands out real clear. We talk about the technology, fine. We talk about what they can do. But the real problem is the how-to. The real problem is making things happening in developing countries. So the bottom line was the following. These are the sort of the conclusions or recommendations, a summary of the workshops. And it's not surprising that Dr. Deutsch and Dr. Mill have made recommendations or that they're the same. These are the ones that are real issues that we have to address. Convincing government officials is probably number one. Decision makers have to be aware of the value added where space technology is applied to the needs of their constituents. Because constituents is the key word in decision makers and politicians. If you please them and you show that there is a value added, you will get funding. This is the most difficult task to try to bring to an audience like this because it's different in each developing country, but it's one that all of them say is needed. Training and education, you heard that before, absolutely vital. And last but not least, reducing cost of data. When you take a look at budgets of universities and we talk about providing scenes from remote sensing to the tune of $5,000 and we find out the whole budget for the year in universities in developing countries is $5,000 a year, you see their stress of where they need help. Cooperating and sharing, you heard about that, comes out loud and clear each time. And the need for increased involvement in international local industry. If we're going to have something happen in a country, it can happen for an industry coming from a developing world and imposing themselves. You have to start building an infrastructure and help the industry within the country to help make it happen. And one of the other areas, and I'm pleased Dr. Milne brought it up, that came up was the fact, start thinking about having a regional space agency so that you can start talking among yourselves. Something has been initiated, for example, similar to what's happening in Latin America, where the countries to get together every 2 or 3 years and start talking about cooperative programs. Because the cooperative programs will share 2 things. We'll share the requirements, and we'll share the funding. Thank you.